and so next to the projection, meaning that we tend to see our own thoughts, interpretations in the surrounding. The other aspect that occurs is that we tend to fall under that sense of separateness to what is observed, and this is the big one, because basically what the illusion is that the world surrounding us is separate from us. So also the physical world. And we've gotten into this discussion that we then one could say that the world is an illusion, but it's actually the world as something separate is an illusion. But what is the reality is that we are the world. And that we are, I am the tree, and I am the water. The sense of separateness to the world has been, as it were, set up to aid us into becoming self-conscious. So we do not fight that. But what is the case is that the world beyond that sense of separateness is one with us. You see, it's just that we are not trained to believe and to see this. So we have become desensitized to this. But if you were to pay keen attention to your surroundings, you will see that the surroundings are always vibing along with the state that you are in. And at one level it does that in what I call a compensatory set, meaning that the two are connected. And at a deeper level, yet more profoundly, and it's this is why the new model, the new epistemology is that we can only understand something by becoming part of it, by becoming the elephant, and we can relate to the world despite the observation problem, despite the fact that what we have is a psychological experience of the world, while the world is all physical. We can relate to the world still because we are the world. In a sense, I am the cup and the tree. This is what it was meant to be. We were meant to, as it were, be able to consciously interact with the world as a living being, as one with us. And so we are, like the famous sketch in the movie The Matrix, is that there is no spoon, that the truth is that we are the spoon. And this is actually what it really is, beyond the observation problem, beyond the sense of separateness that results from the fact that we project our own thoughts onto the world. And so when we drink a cup of coffee or when we eat, we need to be mindful that we are creating the effects that this food is so-called having on us. But it's us, it's not, there is no, the sense of separateness is there, as I said, for a reason, but there is no way to disconnect the two. So at the superficial level, we find a compensatory effect, meaning that if I am very hyper, my surroundings are going to slow me down. And at a deeper level, we are able to walk on water or walk in the rain and not get wet. And this is where we realize that we are the world and the surrounding, and it's an extension of us. So we are very quiet, observe, studying what is happening around us. because it's always meaningful and it's a part of us and it's guiding us and it is us. And this is the level, as it were, that we graduate to when we become again conscious of our projections, and that we're always creating. And when we don't do that, then you get that this beauty that is an eye of the beholder is projected onto the other, not seeing that it's in our eye, it's ours. We are beautiful. And this paradigm will take us beyond the whole idea of leadership, because the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, meaning the leader is in the follower. And meaning we are all followers, we are all leaders. You know, ye are gods, is what that really meant. And then whatever we project, whatever we think is even in the agent, the medical, the pill, is ours. We are creating that, and we awaken to our multidimensionality and our true powers when we start to reclaim these effects as ours, that we are creating that. I am creating what is befalling me. If I am feeling that people don't respect me, I'm creating that. But I'm also creating the effect of alcohol on my body. Because this, I have to translate that into the substance into images, which is what has the effect. So we are the gist of this. This all boils down to the fact that we are the ones that are creating this, all of it, and whatever you focus on, you are creating. We have to just claim that. We have to claim it in humility, but in also in glory. The human has been made so insecure and so disempowered, but we are much more powerful than we even believe. We are creating the effect that aspirin has, and not in a placebo sense, that there's nothing that can happen if we do not co-create with it. And the problem lies then in this system of thought that we have now, where we split things in opposites and we disconnect the opposites. We are one side and we disconnect from the earth, and then we fail to realize that we are the world. The world is the unconscious that is going to respond to us. We are responding to ourselves. And this is where you get the image of this, the serpent that bites its own tail. That's the only true nature of reality, meaning the Ouroboros. We are biting when we eat something, we are eating ourselves. And then that's the true meditation.